welcome to Take Two Radio Junior. I'm Pam, and I've been having one heck of a time trying to get the board to work. I kept calling in and calling in, and it was telling me it didn't recognize my PIN number. Oh, what fun and joy this was. So I'm sorry about the late start, and I'm going to hopefully get my calls picked up here because it doesn't seem to be working over there either. I guess Blog Talk is having an issue. And we have a wonderful guest with us today, which is the singer-songwriter Ellie Venn. And Drea, can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly clear.
Great. Good. Good. Because I couldn't get you to connect over. So,
oh, my gosh. I was flipping out.
Yeah, well, you think I was. But let's not keep Ellie waiting any longer. You're there, right?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, while I bring my blood pressure down, you guys go ahead and have a nice little chat.
Absolutely. Well, tonight's a special night also because today is the Grammys, whoever's watching. Yeah, but hi, how are you, Ellie? I'm Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Just call me Drea, though. Don't call me Andrea. That's too formal. And today, guys, we have the special guest, Ellie. She's a singer-songwriter. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Oh, and how long have you been singing?
For a while, I'd say probably about 15 years. I've been singing since I was a baby, you know, just, you know, because it's just another form of expression. And even though it may not have always been in a form of a song, I think I have a melodic way.
Yes, the music is in us, especially. I'm a singer myself, but it's not about me. It's all about you.
Well.
I've heard your track. Your track is very interesting, and we won't play it yet, but I would like you to, like, to describe the song to us and what made it feel like a bullying anthem.
Well, you know, actually, those weren't my words on the song, actually, but it was an interpretation of the song, and I actually was really pretty happy about it in the way that the song really, from my standpoint, was just, I don't know, just conjured up visions of just, you know, like a person sort of, like, going on their life's mission, and it has this beat that's very much like a marching band, and so it's just really, like, fun and forward-moving, and it just made me think of, you know, like, you know, imagination, and just, you know, the different kinds of things that we take in that then really create a safe space for us, and I think that what the people who are thinking about anti-bullying is just sort of like, you know, when you're marching on your own path and you're creating your own reality, your own happiness, that's a really positive and manageable way to fight the bully, to not really be as affected by the bully. So I'm glad that's the vision that was, you know, what was inspired by that, but my writing it was more about reading beautiful things, creating your own destiny, seeing the positive things, in, you know, and like the real blessings, the real, you know, the really, you know, just the beauty around us, really.
Yeah, it is great to have a good imagination, especially people seem to, you know, make their own creations in their mind and stuff. And other people, it's either jealousy or hatred, but like, Taylor Swift says, gotta let the haters hate, and shake it off.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's
have you
true.
Ever?
Really is... have
no, continue. Continue.
I have, you know, if you're in the music business for any amount of time, I think that one exposes themselves to all kinds of bullies, you know. I mean, songs are so subjective. You know, depending on when somebody receives them, it could be the best song in the world or the worst song in the world, or like, wah, 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 that's like a, you know, that's like a downer song. But if you're like heartbroken in that moment, it's like, oh my God, that's the most touching song I've ever heard in my life. So, you know, if you're in the music business, you're constantly being told whether you're good or bad, whether you're fat or you're skinny, whether you should play the guitar or the bass, whether you should shave your head or dye it purple. And there's just no end to that. And that's a form of bullying, too, the sort of, you know, the non-ability to actually look beyond certain surface traits, you know, to assume that because, you know, you're super skinny that you're super fit or vice versa or, you know, all different, you know, things that we, that, you know, society sort of, just these, they create these, you know, obstacles by virtue of, you know, the labeling and stuff. And so I think that's kind of a form of bullying too, really.
Yes. And also, just to add on to that, the music industry is tough, and also the modeling industry, they want, like, perfection. And they always, and the thing is that people get confused between positive criticism and bullying. Because usually when someone like tells you, oh, no, you can't sing, but if you practice, keep practicing and, you know, be on tone, be on key, you will be a great singer. That's positive criticism. Other things is like, oh, you can't sing, don't try to sing, you're horrible, yada, yada, yada. That's bullying.
Right, you'll never make it, you're too this, you're too that.
Yeah, it's horrible. So I'm guessing you had a lot of no's in the music industry.
Yes, mostly no's, for sure. For sure.
Well, my mom always tells me, rejection is deception.
Yes. It's actually a great gift, you know, especially when it comes to something that's creative. I think that that's the whole point of being a creative. For instance, you write a song and there's so many choices along the way. You know, you could choose to use horns, you could choose to use a keyboard, you could choose there's so many different options, you know, and even in the recording process, do I use this kind of mic, do I use that kind of mic, do I, you know, record it over here or there? I mean, it's just, that's the whole point. So I think that it's really important to have some just faith in personal instinct and, you know, and what, you know, and the things that we gravitate towards and to trust those things. I think everybody has an artist in them. And I think that that is actually also a reason why I think bullies or people who are sort of really aggressive to people who aren't, like, for instance, I think some people feel bad for being creative, feel bad for having an alternative thought, feel that their alternative thought in some way puts them in another grouping than other people. And I think that art sort of, you know, it encourages tolerance and collaboration and, in fact, you know, real art. So anyways, it's all very cosmic. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, it's fine. I think that's great that, you, like I said, you wrote this, you didn't write the song, but you sang the song and you use it for a positive anthem. And I think the listeners want to hear it. But before that, I have a few more questions.
Okay.
Okay. Who inspired you to sing? Like, who was your inspiration?
I would say I love Sade. I love Barbra Streisand. I love Estero. I love Massive Attack. I love Sneaker Pimp. I love pretty much almost everything. I mean, the only thing I really don't like is, and this is only because I can only take it, I like almost all music, so I'll say that those are my primary influences.
Yeah, all genres you could relate to. And after the song, I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but can we do like a quick Do Re Mi scale after together?
Do a what?
A Do Re Mi scale. No Do Re.
Sure.
Awesome. Great. So I think we should play your track now. Listen to Ellie's track. We're going to play Zeus right now, listeners.
Yoo-hoo.
Thank you. I read make me live loud in fire. Me, I dress up in suits and gowns, I kiss the sky, fall to the ground, it's all. There where we can bond, I see blue. Let's lay down in the green grass, let all our fears be in the past, renewed. Me, superstitions rule our minds, our fears and tears can make us blind. You need me, modern day mythology, read good words, he'll set you free. The
mic on? Okay. Oh, that was awesome. Woo!
Thanks.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
On the count of three.
So rainy, fa, so lucky, though.
Yay!
Woo!
You did it. Awesome.
I actually was in the Sound of Music. I actually was in that, you know, I was lethal. It was really traumatizing. I was 16, and the boyfriend's name is Rolf. And so I had to go screaming on the stage in a sailor suit, screaming Rolf, but it's happened to me for the music industry.
Aw, I love the Sound of Music also. But before you go, would you please tell all the listeners where they could contact you, where they could follow you, where they could check your Instagram and buy your music, all yours.
Well, I'm on iTunes. The name of the game is Ellie Venn, E-L-L-E-E-V-E-N. I can be found at ellievenn.com. GiveIntoTheGroove.com is our charitable organization. We do a lot of fun things for kids. And the virtualquilt.com is a new program we've started that basically is putting money back into our school art program. So those are the main ways to get a hold of me. Ellievenn.com is the number one way, E-L-L-E-E-V-E-N.com.
Thank you so much. Oh, it was such an honor. And hopefully you stay in touch with me as well. I followed you on Twitter.
Thanks. I'm a follower, too. I really appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
Of course. And hopefully you're making more music, and we would love to feature it on the show.
Well, thanks. I'm working on a couple tracks. So I'll let you know. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a good night or good day.
You
I don't
too.
Know where you're located.
You too. I'm on the show.
Oh, okay, like me. Whoop, whoop. All right. Woo! You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Wow, it was awesome. Okay, so it was great to have Ellie Venn pass by. As she said, she mentioned all her links that you could follow her and buy her music. We will post that on the K2 Radio Junior website that we finally got. Yeah. Okay, so I have a few things to mention. And these are parents. They're just words. It only makes you stronger. Just ignore it. Chances are, these are the messages your child has received about bullying. But for many kids, bullying is a reality they experience regularly. 3 out of 4 parents say their child will likely witness a bullying incident at school. So how do we empower these children? The first and most important step is talking to them and making sure the messages they receive about bullying are the right kind. Whether your child is a target, bully, or merely a witness, your influence can help change the culture for the better. Here are some do's and don'ts for talking to your child about bullying. brought to you in partnership with Green Giant and Pacers National Bullying Prevention Center. With these tips, any parent can address bullying. Don't ignore it. A common reaction to bullying is encouraging the victim to ignore the bully. It is one of reaction. People say, and if you deny them the reaction, they'll go away. That's not always the case. Sometimes, when the bully realizes they are being ignored, they can feel a sense of power over their victim that can actually make the situation worse. Do encourage them to speak up. A recent study of children ages 9 to 12 showed that 56% said that they usually either say or do something to try to stop bullying or tell someone who can help. Make sure your child knows who he or she can talk to if they have something they want to share, whether that is you, a school counselor, a teacher, or a coach. Tell them to look online, and one of the really good places to go is Pacers Center, National Bullying Prevention Center. Help your child recognize signs of bullying. Come on the website and download the PDF. There's a lot more. Pacer.org, and just browse around. So that's some good advice for parents to tell their children. Short and brief, when I was younger, from the grade 3rd to the 6th grade, I was a victim of bullying, name calling, cyberbullying, which is another topic, but that's mostly for older people, like teenagers, but anybody could be bullied, and you could be a victim. Definitely don't ever ignore a bully. Go to a grown-up right away. Of course, no violence. No violence involved. Supervisor that's around you. And you're like, this kid is teasing me. Please tell him or her to stop. And that's it. Power of words. Words, they hurt. Words are very, very hurtful, especially those either vulgar words or name calling. It sticks with you, and it could affect a child. And usually bullies are people that are going through the most. So if you're a bully out there, go ask for help, and always remember someone loves you. Everyone's loved. This is a great show. Thank you for tuning in. Also, our next show will be February 22nd. Of course, the founder of Take Two Radio will announce that. And if you would like to keep in touch with me, you can. My Twitter is @callherdreax3. I actually have my Instagram for the public, if you know, you're old enough. It's d4drea_v_v Instagram. I post when I'm airing the show, or if you missed the show, I will post a link so you could catch up on it, because you can listen to the show anytime on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. You there, Pam?
I'm here. The next show is February 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's going to be with actor and author Paul Karafotis. He's been in many movies, many television shows, and although the young kids will not recognize who he is, maybe some of their parents or aunts or uncles or somebody will know who he is, but he has written a series of children's books, and it's called The Adventures of Charlie Bubbles, and they are just truly adorable, besides giving you a moral to the story and teaching you in a very fun way what he wants you to learn. But I'm not going to get into that because we're going to have him on and he's going to talk about it. He's also going to read one of the books, so that's going to be very exciting. And he just now put it on Kindle too, so you can either get it, you know, in through the mail as a physical book or three books, plus there's coloring books that go along with them. Or you can read it on Kindle. But I highly suggest that you get the physical books because I bought them for my babies, and they absolutely love them. And reading the story every time they come over by my house, and we get to color together, and it's just nice family time to be able to spend with your children and have them learning at the same time. And that's it. I'm going to put the information on take2radiojr.com, and you can follow us there as well at take2radiojr on Twitter. We do have a Facebook page, and if you look up Take 2 Radio Jr., you'll find us there. And last but not least, we're going to end the show with a song called Fill Your Bucket by The Learning Station. And what they're talking about in the song is filling your bucket with nice things, like being nice to your friends, helping them with their homework, you know, whatever they do, you do together with your friends. Or if somebody is new to your school and they have no friends yet, go up to them, make friends with them, make them feel welcome, and you'll never know, that person could be your best friend for life. So here is the song, Fill Your Bucket, and thank you, everybody, for joining us again tonight. Sorry again for the late start, and we'll see you again on February 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Healthy music for a child's heart, body, and mind.
Fill Your Bucket on the multi-award winning CD, Number One Best Kid Songs by The Learning Station.
Get Fill Your Bucket, a number one best kid songs in CD or full CD download at www.learningstationmusic.com. See the videos playing below? Did you know you could view them just by clicking? And please become a Learning Station friend and click on the big yellow subscribe button. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.